Get comfortable wherever you are, and welcome to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, our first evening at the Bridges of Wellness, which is a spiritual center here in Fort Lauderdale. So get very comfortable, allow your feet to connect with the surface of the planet of the Earth, and take a deep breath through your nose. Hold it for a second and let it out with a phoneme ah. Breathing in through the nose. Hold it for a second and let it out through the mouth with ah. Breathing in through the nose. Hold it for a second and let it out with a phoneme ah. And begin to let go of the emotions and thoughts of your physical day today, remembering together that our emotions create our thoughts, which impede or allow the flow of energy within our body and create what we call disease. Take another deep breath. And as your feet maintain being planted on the surface of the planet, allow them to go deep, deep, deep into the core of the Earth and connect with the electromagnetic energy with the crystal grid within the core of the planet. And allow that energy to come up from the surface of the planet into your feet, your ankles, your knees, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, and into your crown chakra and out into the cosmos. And begin to know the interconnection of all that there is. Let us fill our hearts with gratitude for evolving into becoming multidimensional beings and being human, allowing us to connect with this frequency, the 3D of our emotion, thoughts, and physicality, and also with higher realms beyond that are here to assist the ascension of the planet and humanity upon the surface of this planet. Take a deep breath. And together let us say, so it is. So we're going to begin every divine discussion with a reiteration of the mission of the Angel News Network, which Joel is going to read, the mission of the Bridges of Wellness, and how these two missions come together. I'm going to further explain what we're going to be doing tonight. Sam is going to read a poem, How to Connect with Higher Realms, and then I'll go into trance.
Hi, everyone. This is the mission of the Angel News Network. Our mission is to bring the messages of the divine realm to the earth plane, to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world.
Would you read that again, please?
Our mission is to bring the messages of the divine realm to the earth plane, to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world.
Take a deep breath and allow this truth and the endeavor of the Angel News Network and all other endeavors who intend to bring this truth into the world out at this time. Sam will now need the Bridges of Wellness statement.
Bridges of Wellness is a spiritual community dedicated to honoring and nurturing the innate divinity in everyone. We inspire through mind, body, spirit practices, and education. We build bridges heart to heart.
And then we came together, we put these two missions together, and you'll begin to see why we have chosen this to be our home. The mutual missions, through the combined intentions and missions of Bridges and the Angel News Network, let us further affirm through our mutual universal teachings and truth to continue to support humanity and ascending from our believing minds to our knowing hearts. Through this process, we shall learn to think with our hearts and create lives and a world founded upon love, equality, harmony, and balance. And Yura will later discuss this further. I'm now going to have Sam read How to Call a Higher Realm. And this is sacred poetry.
how to call a higher being. To call a higher being, let us first think upon them, and in our mind's eye, let our seeing become their being. Call upon the higher being, and they will answer every call if your motive is good for the good and love of all. The higher being gives of itself unconditionally, in all conditions, unceasingly. Ask and ye shall receive, if your intention is not to deceive. For the higher being is here, merely to truly please, as you lovingly receive. And when you meet a higher being, you soon have a deep desire to be who they are, just being.
Thank you, Samuel. We're going to meet a higher being tonight, Uriel. But I also want to explain for a moment before I go into transit, the year 2018, the 2, the 0, the 1, and the 8 equal 11. 11 is the number of creation, and all of us beginning to create the new me, the new you. If you add 1 and 1, we get 2, and the 2 is you being the creator, creating all the time. You being the creator, creating all the time. So Archangel Uriel is a part of something called the Council of Archangelic Realms, which include Gabriel, which is like a database of all information, Michael, who is moving us from our believing minds to our knowing hearts, Raphael, who's all about the healing of the planet and the healing of self, the human self, and Uriel, who we're going to be connecting with tonight, who's like the protectorate of the planet and humanity. So I'm going to go into trance, and we're going to talk about some tools that we're going to need to assist us through this year of creating the new you and the new me. Greetings, dear ones. We come to you within the band of consciousness, the realm of being that you have called and named the Archangel Uriel. Remember, dear ones, this is your time to interact and have discussions, divine discussions with we. The gift that we give you at this time is not only our teaching, but your opportunity and our ability to interface with you with the questions that you may have, or messages that you care to receive. Tonight we're going to be discussing some tools that will help you within your evolution, supporting the evolution of the planet, which began its final 2,000-year cycle on your December 21st, 2012. These final 2,000-year cycles allow the ascension of the planet moving from a carbon-based reality to a crystalline reality. And since you are on the surface of the planet, you too are being affected by the ascension energies. So we're going to be discussing being the message, being in a personal process, your divine right to become multidimensional, and when exactly does your spirituality actually get in the way? And is it all about love anyhow? So what we're going to do is discuss each one of these tools. We're going to pause within them and see if you have any questions about these tools, how they may integrate or relate to you. And since we are audio for a lot of you who are online, we have with us a master to keep the flow of Q&A going whenever you cannot, and that will be the beloved soul you call Joel. So let us begin with the concept of being the message. Within the concept of being the message, it's all about you being, your beingness, transmuting into your doingness. There are many individuals teaching, having leadership within spiritual and religious organizations throughout the world, who give a wonderful show, if you will, a wonderful performance on Sunday morning. Sometimes tens of thousands of humans gathered at one time with a beautiful message, an inspirational message, which may not be transformational. And the reason it remains an inspiration rather than transporting into transformation is because the teacher and the messenger himself is not being the message once off the stage. It is essential at this time of your year 2018 of waking up to the reality of putting your trust, of putting your confidence, of putting your knowing into those who you resonate and discern with being the message. Remember, your internal gyro system is your resonance, how you feel about it through your knowing heart, and your discernment, how you think about it. So ask yourself as you go forward, where am I connecting with those, including myself, who are being the message? For much of the 3D realm, your emotions, your thoughts, your physicality are set up in doingness through your to-do list, your shopping, your addiction to media, to electronics. The evolutionary ascension process will be predicated upon your beingness into your doingness. So let us pause at this moment and see there if there are any questions about being your message.
Any questions about this? The fundamental issue. Well, I'll make the observation that that's a challenge for all of us, isn't it? Being the message. I see plenty of people that I'm very busy judging all the time, whether they're on the political scene or on the spiritual scene, the churches I go to, the politicians I listen to, the religious leaders I hear, the evangelicals who don't seem to mind what's going on with Mr. Trump but were willing to tear Clinton apart. I mean, I have lots of judgments, but then I have to come back to me and how much am I being the message? That's the challenge.
And within the higher advanced civilizations, particularly in your inner Earth civilizations and other planets and solar systems and galaxies, those who are chosen to lead must be their message. They must go through a process that allows them to be it. Are there any questions or further clarification that you may need about the concept of beingness into doingness, particularly when it regards being your message, whether you are the messenger or you are receiving a message from another, dear ones?
If you're online and you have a question, just press star 6 and that'll put you into the query.
Remember, dear ones, this is your opportunity to interface with the realms in preparation for many of you becoming multidimensional and becoming channels of the higher realms yourself. But the channel that we're coming through now is not unique. This is the new normal. During this year of 2018, many of you will awaken to the ability to connect with the higher realms as an aspect of your soul plan, your purpose in being here. The activation of your soul plan for many of you, if you so choose, your free choice and free will take place within the year 2018.
Maria has a question.
Good evening. My question, I was invited to be part of the board of Bridges of Wellness. I accepted the position, but I have been wondering how can I contribute. So when we are talking about being and doing, I would love if you can clarify me what could I be doing in Bridges of Wellness to contribute to the best of all of us?
What you're really asking, dear one, is why have they chosen me? What do I see in myself? What do I not see in myself that others are seeing? Dear one, the reason you have been chosen and the reason you have accepted this position of the board on Bridges, which is the new home of the Angel News Network, is because of your humility. It's because you don't know right now why. And you're willing to discover that as a process of not knowing, and through the not knowing, you will surrender to the probabilities within the unknown. For that is how creation and manifestation work. You will begin to see in yourself what the others are already seeing within you, your divine heart filled with humility, your divine heart that asks the question, why me? What can I possibly give to this endeavor that others are not more qualified to give? What you will be giving initially is simply showing up and being that divine heart. And in the presence of that radiance, in the presence of that loving humility of that divine heart, dear one, you will discover some tasks of doing this that will require this humility, will require this humbleness, that will require this willingness to give, but now to give, and a balance of giving and receiving, because in the past, dear one, you have been more than willing to give yourself away, have you not?
Yes.
To family, to friends. Does this answer your question?
Thank you so very much.
So simply be. Show up for the board meetings and be your humility. Be your not knowing. And simply in the unknowing, allow the probabilities and possibilities to come. For we will assure you, dear one, they will appear.
So one might ask, as far as channeling higher beings, what could one do to prepare oneself to channel higher beings?
Absolutely nothing. There is nothing to do. If it is within your soul plan, as it was within the channel that we initially came through, for with this particular channel, we of the archangelic realm of Uriel came first and foremost. And the channel had no idea who we were. And we said to the channel, we have been knocking on your door for many lifetimes. We have been knocking on your door during this lifetime. You have not heard us. So we will give you 50 days, mark the calendar, for you to decide whether you will make this choice or not. And awaken this component within your soul plan, your purpose in being here, to be this channel. The reason there is nothing to do, dear one, is simply because it is your divine destiny, it is your divine destination to be multidimensional, to be connected to the higher realms. There's almost no way to escape it. For if you deny it, your ascension and evolution will not take place at this time, and you will be giving opportunities more time elsewhere, perhaps on another planet, in another solar system, or perhaps even another galaxy, to take the time that you need. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
You know, Uriel, I was going to ask the obvious question of what do you mean by being the message. I think you answered Marie, your statement to Marie and also to Sam probably addresses it to some degree. Would you say any more about what you've already said?
It depends on the message of the individual, dear one. What is someone saying on Sunday morning? What is someone saying in a class? What are you teaching yourself? What are you writing yourself? And look at that specifically. And ask yourself the question, how can I be this more rather than tell other people how to be it themselves? For all of it is the relationship with self, as you all have been taught. You all agreed to be human on this particular planet, to experience being human, a human being. There's something called self, yourself, myself, self, self being a reflection of all that there is. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. That's wonderful.
This is the type of discussion and dialogue one, so that your hearts can feel complete and satisfied. And anything you need to know to fill that completion is our responsibility to assist you. That's why we come to you at this time. Are there any other questions?
Please come forward. Sorry, your name?
Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Okay, I have a question. I've been wondering, I'm 33 years old, and every year that I get older, I just don't find myself. I mean, that being, I just get so confused. I'm trying to do my best, but I feel that I'm getting lost with all the distractions we have nowadays. And it's hard to be the beam when you don't know where to go. So what do you recommend me to do?
And the where to go is a doingness. So what we would recommend is you look at a program called Life Mastery and the courage to create the life you say you want. That was developed by one of the co-founders of the Angel News Network through the channel material of Archangel Michael, who is one of the most proficient universal therapists in your vernacular and creation. This program and this book can be made available to you, and you can go through the exercises and remember, this program is not from a human mind. It is from beyond a human mind, as most of those who are co-founders of the Angel News Network were trained. They were not trained by human beings. They were trained by higher realms and multiple-year programs. So look at this workbook. Look at this program and the exercises within it. The exercises within it, and there are 16 of them, 1 in 6 is 7, will allow you to awaken the beingness within you in order to do the exercises to uncover two things about yourself, dear one. Who am I? And why am I here? And through the foundation of who and why, you will lay a foundation where you can begin to awaken your talents and gifts that are uniquely yours to apply and within the activation something called your soul plan, your purpose to be here. Through the foundation of knowing fully who you are and why you're here, you will begin to know, not believe, not to imagine, but to know that creation and this world would be incomplete without you, or you wouldn't be here. Has anyone ever told you that? I would like for you to repeat three times. We would like for you to repeat three times. The I being you. The world being, the world would be incomplete without me.
Okay, the world would be incomplete without me.
Place your hands upon your heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the world would be incomplete without me.
Two more times.
The world would be incomplete without me. The world would be incomplete without me.
How does that make you feel, dear one?
Peaceful.
Peaceful. Peaceful. Come to know that. Come to know that you are asking, and as you have just asked, you shall receive. Good for you. Good for you showing up and asking. I don't know where I am. I don't know what to do. And the reason I don't know what to do is because I don't have my beingness in place. And from the higher realms, which will be fully acted in 2018 in multidimensionality, all that you just ask for will become available to you because you simply ask. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Is your question answered?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Very good. You are welcome.
Depending on how we're window light master, please.
Again, if you have a question and you're online, just press *6. That'll put you in the query.
Anything else? We're on it, as they say.
Okay, we have a question.
We're on a roll here, beloved. Trust, risk,
excitement. Hi.
You are in a safe place. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I don't really have a specific question, but I was wondering if you might have a message for me.
Yes. Dear one, you're still trying to figure out who you are and why you're here, are you not?
Yes.
So as with the other divine soul, we would counsel you to go through the exercises in life mastery as well and build this foundation of doubt. Fear, doubt, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind which are clouding you.
Doubt?
It is essential, dear one, in this year of 2018, you have this foundation once and for all because you have been seeking. Let us end the seeking. Let us awaken the knowing and get on with the work. And the work is doing the exercises within the Life Mastery program from the archangelic realm of Michael that have been brought through the talents and gifts of two divine souls who intermarried their talents and gifts to bring this out into the world. The channel, the one you call Jeff, and the writer and editor, the one you call Joel. This is a great gift and tool that more and more of you will apply. Remember, it is essential, if you so choose, to know who you are, to know why you're here, and how to take your unique talents and gifts out into the world under the premise that the world would be incomplete without you. You must no longer believe this. You must know it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year to know it. So we are going to ask you as well, dear one, to place your hands upon your heart and to repeat 3 times, the world will be incomplete without me, and I will discover my who and why this year. Go ahead.
The world will be incomplete without me, and I will discover my who and why this year. The world will be...
One more time.
Incomplete without me, and the who and why will be discovered this time. The world will be incomplete without me, and the who and why will be discovered at this time.
Would you like to set an actual timetable on this? Would you like to be specific through your free choice and will, dear one? We can do that.
Yes.
Let us set a date. What would that date be? When will you have the answers to who and why? When will you have the answers of knowing your talents again, which will allow you set, through the activation of your soul plan, your reason to be here, a game plan for your life? When do you think that can take place within your year, 2018, dear one?
Thinking 6 months, possibly?
Absolutely. That's exactly when. How do you feel about that?
More optimistic.
Are you ready?
I have to be. I pretty much have no choice,
but
I've done everything else.
Let us explain. Your readiness is your preamble to your commitment. So we're going to ask you again. All we're asking now is your readiness, which can lead to your commitment. Are you ready?
Yes.
I am ready. Dear one, 3 times, I am ready.
I am ready. I am ready. I am ready.
And so it is.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, dear one?
Yes. Thank you.
Dear one, thank yourself. Again, what have you done? You have simply asked. And how many times, dear humans, do you not ask? How many times do you simply not ask? And we in the angelic realms, the archangelic realms especially, are simply waiting for you to ask, for your asking is our activation to assist you. Know this. You are never alone. You never have been alone. You never will be alone. Know this. This is our responsibility. This is our truth. Are there any other questions?
Thanks. No.
Shall we move on?
Thank you.
Are you complete, caller?
Yes.
Good. All right, so here we go. Being your message. Next is being in a personal process. Now, what in the world does that mean? That is what the Life Mastery Program is for the Archangelic Realm of Michael. It puts you through a therapeutic higher realm process. And understand, dear ones, this is not from a psychiatrist. This is not from a psychologist. This is not from some human scientist trying to tell you what to do to improve your life. This is not from some psychic mediumship, some fortune teller that's going to tell you what to do. It is none of those things. But what it is from the archangelic realm of Michael. It is a teaching. It is a tool. It is filled with the divine messages to free you from yourself. Remember, we talked about self being the choice you have made in being human. Not so simply. What all of humanity is doing at this time is simply freeing themselves from themselves. Do you all understand? So, there are therapeutic, higher realm, personal process, which is the deep examination of yourself, for you to begin to understand what's missing, what holes need to be filled, what questions need to be answered for you to answer the who and the why and to bring your talents and gifts out into the world. Now, what are your questions or needs around this tool of being in a personal process? In fact, dear ones, your whole life is one of self-examination. Whenever you meet someone you don't like and it activates a negative emotion in yourself, ask yourself the question, what am I to learn about myself through this? Your question. Our dialogue.
Again, if you're online and you have a question, just press *6.
Do you all understand what a personal process is? Do you all understand where it's available? Do you?
I would assume that the personal process you speak of is in Life Mastery.
That is one, yes.
And where might we find? Where else might we find it?
There are many higher realm teachings in the Eastern philosophy. Again, it will be through your resonance and your discernment what you choose. We are discussing an archangelic program, if you will, for we are of the archangelic realms. Remember, the channel explained, we being the archangelic realm of Uriel, of something called the Council of Archangelic Realms, CAR, C-A-R, made up of Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. So we interact, we integrate, and we support each other's intentions, even though they are slightly different. But the destination is the same. So what do you think the destination is? The destination is your divinity. Question. Personal process. Do you know what it is, and do you know where it's available to you?
Can I make a brief statement about what Life Mastery is?
Yes.
I'll just make a very brief statement about what Life Mastery is. It's a 16-lesson program. It is based on the teachings, as Archangel Uriel said, on the teachings of Archangel Michael. And it takes you through the whole process of exploring what we're still dragging with us, the old habits, patterns, and rituals in our lives to keep us bogged down from examining who we are. And then it gradually takes us through a process of looking honestly at ourselves in terms of who we are, what we resonate with, what we don't resonate with, what we love in our lives. And the one of the key messages of the program is let love guide you forward on your path. And it really helps us get in touch with what it is in our lives that we really love, that really makes us fulfilled and joyful, because those are the key things that really help guide us forward on our path. And as we do that, we learn to fully express who we are, our uniqueness, our individuality of who we are. And it's a simple program, but a very complex program at the same time. I designed it consistently with what I used to do in the corporate world when I would design human development programs. This is a spiritual teaching that is designed according to a structure that is commonly done in corporate America and in many other areas of human development.
But the most important thing, thank you, dear one, the most important thing for you all to remember is this does not come from a human mind. It comes from a higher realm that has the ability to go into your light body from all past and present lives and evaluate what is missing, to evaluate what is needed now to assist you in moving forward in your ascension and evolutionary process in being human. Are there any questions about being in a personal process?
So would you also consider being in a personal process Science of Mind and the Theosophical Society offerings?
Yes. All of these are teachings, again, that were stimulated and inspired by higher realms. None of them were founded and created through the human mind. They are being facilitated by the human mind at this time. But the foundation of the spiritual truths within them are higher realm activated. So again, remember your internal gyro system. You will find through your resonance how you feel about it through your heart, and you determine how you think about it in your mind, which path to take. Does the life mastery resonate and discern? Does TS resonate and discern? Does Ernest Holmes and New Thought resonate and discern? Does unity resonate and discern? Or does the established religions resonate? You're learning more and more to activate this internal gyro system and to discern how to use it. Are there any questions about resonance and discernment?
So,
and how to trust it?
Just to back up a little, so are you saying that the New Thought is the same as, let's say, the Theosophical Society? Or how do they differ?
What is important is not how they differ. What is important is that their destination is the same, to your higher self. And to you to awaken to the reality that, that you are the creator creating. The pathway to that truth, to that wisdom, you will follow through your resonance and your discernment. The foundations of each of those endeavors has a different format, if you will, has a different vibration as the different bands of consciousness with the archangelic realm, be they Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, or Raphael. So skin is about connecting your resonance with those frequencies. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
There is no right or wrong in that. Right equals wrong. Wrong equals right. It is essential in your year 2018, dear one, that you commit to making, if you so choose, the deepest examination of yourself that you've ever chosen. Not to judge it, not to shame it, not to blame it, but to observe it and ask yourself, What am I willing to heal? And this year, this 2018, this year of the creation and the healing of the new me? And am I ready and allowing my readiness to be a commitment to that personal process? And that personal process, the success of it, allows it to reflect out from the individuated to the collective, building communities of love, allowing equality, harmony, and balance. Love being the foundation, the building block of everything. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes.
Are there any other questions?
Remember, if you have a question and you're online, you press star 6. That'll put you into the query.
All right, let us move on. Being your message, being in a personal process, and number 3, it is your divine birthright to become multidimensional, to connect with higher realms. We would ask, if you achieve nothing else in this year, to say to yourself, this is a possibility within myself. This is a probability within myself. For dear ones, it's from whence you came. In your vernacular, you're simply returning home. What the channel is being and doing at this time is not special. It is not unique. He's not to be congratulated for this and told how wonderful he is being able to do this. It's not any of that. It's who you all are. What are your questions about your divine birthright to being connected to the higher realms, being multidimensional, being in this frequency of your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality, going to sleep into the fourth dimension, a disembodied reflection of this, moving into the fifth dimension, and for some of you, far, far out beyond the fifth.
Could you just discuss a little bit of the many ways we can connect with the higher realms?
By simply saying, I can. By simply saying, I choose. For dear one, once you choose, the process of being chosen begins. Let us repeat. It's all about connecting with that choice within your soul plan, which already exists, dear ones, and then being chosen. That is what happened with the channel that we're coming through now, that we were the first frequency that he began to channel, which opened the door for many, many others. When he was invited, both many years ago, he knew that we had hit upon a choice that already existed within his soul plan. And actually, he instantaneously said yes, even though we gave him 50 days. And once he said yes, he was chosen. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions about the process?
Well,
I think the question that you're all asking yourself is, why isn't it already happening with me? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't it? Well, let's answer that, shall we? It isn't happening because you don't know that it can. Remember, fear, doubt, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind. So what we would ask to you as you ask this question, why isn't it already happening to me? It seems to be happening to other people. Are they better than I am? Are they purer than I am? No, dear one. They simply knew they could. It's like the little train and the child's storybook that went up the mountain simply saying, I can. I can. I can. So all of you within the earshot of this particular frequency of the archangelic realm, place your hands upon your hearts, dear one, and simply say, I can, I can, I can.
I can, I can, I can.
And allow the wounded child within you, the little wounded girl and boy, who is crying, I'm not worthy and good enough, to I can. And look that child within the eye and take him and her by the hand and say, we can, we can, we can.
We can, we can.
Nothing is impossible.
Is there a third step? I mean, is there something we can begin to do that begins to exercise that connection?
Allow it to come. Sit down, pull out a piece of paper or a recorder, and allow after you say, I can. Something to come through. If you need more teaching on this, the channel and we can take you specifically step by step in another class. His process, but your process will be your process. And when you take out that paper and when you take out that recorder and you start listening through the silence and you look at it, and you rewrite it, you reread it, my mental body will say, eh, I'm making that up. This isn't real. Turn to your mental body at that time, dear ones, and simply say, thanks for sharing, but that's not who I am. I have made another choice. Does that help
you? Yes, thank you.
So can you explain to us the differences between connecting with higher realms and connecting with lower realms? How can one tell the difference of what realm they're connecting with?
The content. Within what you might call a lower realm after 3D is actually a higher realm, which is the astral. Are you referring to that or something else?
I'm just referring to anything that's not above a higher realm. How does one tell the difference between connecting with a higher realm or connecting with something that's not a higher realm?
By setting an intention before you begin channeling that it will be of a higher realm, not astral, not psychic, and that intention will be put in place. By setting that format, allowing that higher realm to identify itself, and quite often, their mission, their responsibility, and their purpose. There are times that you will begin the process of simply connecting with your higher self. So let's distinguish between that for one moment. As long as you're within a physical body, you have something called an etheric soul. Whenever you transition out of your physical body, the soul dissipates and goes into your eternal spirit. While you are in your physical body, you can connect with your higher realm soul, your higher self in effect. And that can give you a reflection and a great deal of wisdom and observation of yourself. Does that help you?
Yes. So would a higher realm tell you what to do?
Never. The higher realms do not tell you what to do. They do not predict the future. What we are willing to be and do is to give you the tools and the wisdom to be and do it yourself. If an entity comes to you as attempting to tell you what to do, in effect, they're attempting to control you and you are losing your free choice and will. If an entity comes to you and attempts to predict the future, they are interfering with your free will. Does that help you?
Yes. So would a higher realm speak of separation?
In what capacity?
Just because we're here in 3D, we deal with the world of duality. So would a higher realm speak of duality and separation?
Constantly. The higher realms are constantly revealing to humanity the cause and effect, the separation and duality, which often lead to confrontation. What you are in the process of becoming, and the format is being laid in your year 2018, is having the relationship, the healed relationship itself, moved into a national healing, which goes into a global healing, and seeing the interconnectivity of the unified field of oneness. So it moves from self to other, to community, to nation, to planetary, and then it can move out into solar system, it can move out into galactic, and it can move out into universal. But the destination of it all is a unified field of oneness. But you have agreed to experience 3D reality through something called duality and separation, which allows you to know that oneness exists. Another example might be you cannot know light without dark. You cannot know problem without solution. You cannot know female without male. You cannot know right without wrong. All of these have been vehicles and tools to freeing yourself from all of it so that the karmic dispositions of having to learn that way will no longer be necessary in your foreseeable future. Does that help you?
Yes, so what I'm understanding that you're saying, Uriel, is that the higher realms will speak of duality and separation as a bridge to oneness and unity consciousness.
It is how humanity has chosen to experience itself to free itself from itself. Yes.
Thank you.
What does that mean to you, dear one? How does that clarification help you?
How does it help me individually?
Yes. It's all about moving the individual into the collective, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So how does it help you to have a clarification on what you just asked?
It helps me in determining where I am in my channeling. Is that what you're asking?
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Then that is the answer. Are there any other questions?
Well, my observation about what you just said is that kind of describes what we've been experiencing with Saint Germain, who's been talking about what's been going on in our own country right now, the things contributing to separation that need to be healed in order for us to come together as a country and a world of oneness.
And let's talk about the uniqueness of the Ascended Master realms in relationship to the Archangelic or the Star realms or to the Inner Earth realms. All of these are technically called the higher realms, dear ones. What is so wonderful for you humans is that these Ascended Masters were once human themselves walking upon the surface of this planet as you do now. So their DNA, their RNA, if you will, their spiritual, which has been transmuted into the spiritual DNA, is the same as yours. So they are energetically leading a pathway to your ascension. And if you so choose this year, they can come and be a part of these discussions if you would wish it. For they have much to say about the cause and effect in 3D from a higher realm perspective to free you from it. Is their purpose. And as this divine channel that we're coming through now has brought many of those wisdoms and truths out into the world. If you feel those teachings would be helpful, they are available to you. Any other questions?
Again, if you have a question, press star 6 if you're online. That'll put you into the query.
Let us move on. The next item is spirituality getting in the way. Not spirituality is the way. What you see out in your world right now with many individuals who have not gone through a personal process, who are not being their message, who have not fully accepted becoming multidimensional. The ego has distorted the concept of being spiritual and negated their advancement. You see that corruption within your organized religions. You see it in other spiritual endeavors as well. The reason we bring it up is for you to be aware of it in the using of your resonance and your discernment when you are listening to others, including what's being heard at this time. If you do not resonate or discern with what's being said at this time, do not apply it. There are many spiritual leaders that follow the concept of worship the guru, worship the leader. I am the path. I have the truth. Dear ones, if anyone comes to you with those words, move away from them as fast as possible. No one can heal you but you. No one can become the truth but you. Through the healing of self, you're all in the process of assisting others to heal themselves. None of you are healing anyone else but yourself. Do you understand? Do you understand what this means? And the importance of you using your resonance and you using your discernment. Your world is filled with those who will deceive you and deny the deceit. Religions have been corrupted from eons, where the foundation of the spiritual truth has been corrupted by people who wish to control you and tell you what to do and what is right and what is wrong and who you can marry and who you can have children with and who you can love. None of that is God. None of that is you being God, being. They would think it's blasphemous for this to be said. They would burn you at the stake. They would hang you from the rafters. They would remove your beating heart in order to maintain control in the name of God. You are creation, experiencing itself. You are the creator creating. That's the magnificence that you came from. In the process of not believing this, but to know it. Are there questions about spirituality getting in the way?
I wonder if you might be able to comment on, there's some things going around on one of the social media sites about being a light worker is bad.
What is your question, dear one?
I'm just wondering if you can comment on that. I'm not sure I quite understand it, but, well, actually I do. There's a person on Facebook that's saying that anybody that calls himself a light worker is bad.
So the question to ask yourself, going back to the relationship with self, always, dear ones, is why does this matter to you? Can you answer that?
Well, to me individually, I just brought it up because someone mentioned it to me on Sunday and asked
but
me the question.
But do you not see yourself?
So I thought I'd pass it on.
But dear one, do you not see yourself as a light worker, and could it possibly be activating something within you?
I think that anyone that tries to change the world to make it a better place as a light worker, it's really nothing special about it, and light workers just recognize, well, some light workers recognize that light is only a degree of darkness, and darkness is only a degree of light.
But again, we ask you to go within yourself, and you do not have to answer it at this time. It's why can you not just simply move away from that, delete it, move through it, and simply ask yourself, it only matters in that. And it will not matter to me.
Got it, yeah.
Any other questions, dear? Can you understand the importance of this?
Yeah, we're surrounded by it. We always have been. Most of us grew up with being told what to believe, what not to believe, what was right, what was wrong. We worked to trust our own instincts, what we thought ourselves.
Who to hate.
Yes, all that.
Back to the other divine soul discussing duality, separation, leading to confrontation. If I can keep them separated, if I can keep them in confrontation, I can control them. And ask yourself, where do you see that in your world now, in religions, in your political arenas? That, dear ones, are the tenets of the tyrant. The authoritarian tenet of the tyrant, who wishes to control you for their own selfish motive. Not for the good of all. Not to serve the highest good of all. None of that. Do you understand, dear one? Are we complete with this? Read the four that we have just covered, dear one.
Four are, the first one is beam the message.
All right, are we complete there? Very good.
Second is be in a personal process.
Do we understand? Any questions? And you can ask them later. We will be available. Go ahead.
It is your divine right, birthright to connect to the higher realms.
Are we good with this?
We are.
Very good.
And when does spirituality get in the way?
Do we understand the reason to bring this up? Now, last but not least, is the foundation of all of it, is love is all there is. Dear ones, you came from a consciousness which created a frequency, which created a vibration, which created you, which allowed you to be loved by that that frequency itself, because you're lovable. You came from love. You are loved. You are lovable. That reality, that truth, was a predicating principle upon the entire creation of this particular planet you call Earth, which we have named the Loveiversity. 12 star systems came together to bring their highest intentions of love into this frequency called Earth. In order for you to master the building block, the foundation of everything called love, dear ones, you didn't sign on for something easy. You signed on for the biggest challenge of all. Why do you think you did that? You did that because you will free yourself from not knowing it to knowing it in order to become the master ascended teachers of this world, this solar system, this galaxy, this universe, this multiverse. What do you think of all that? It's almost incomprehensible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because there's so much to be and do right now. So let's just pull back and focus on that. But we wish to give you this macro, micro, dimensional perspective. If you'll always fall back when you get overwhelmed and you don't understand it, if you can always put it into the macro, micro perspective, you'll begin to understand more the magnificence of the choices that you've made in being human, of the intention of the creation of this planet. And know within yourselves, dear ones, the whole process is one of inside out, not outside in. So no matter what's going on in your outside world with all the chaos, which may seem the worst it's ever been, which it is not at all, your process, your evolution to you. The Ascended Masters who will be doing teaching throughout these divine discussions in year 2018 went through, in your vernacular, a lot of hell in being human. And they did not allow that to stop them in choosing their ascension to a higher frequency of existence as their priority and their focus and their intention. Are there any questions about love? All there is?
Could you repeat that?
Linda, did we go offline for a bit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
We did. Could you repeat that? For some reason, I don't know why, but we disappeared.
Hello?
We're talking about love is all there is, and it's all love.
Repeat your question, dear one. What is it that you do not understand about what has been said?
Well, I had more of a personal question, so.
And ask it, dear one.
Okay, thank you. My concern is, I'm an actor, and for the longest of times, it's been challenging for me to memorize lines, and sometimes get anxiety, stressed out over it. Can you tell me why is this happening, or how I can work through it?
Yes. It goes back to fear, doubt, and ignorance.
Fear, doubt, and ignorance?
You're doubting your ability to learn those lines. You're fearful of it, which is an absence of loving it. And you have taught yourself that you don't know that the fear and the doubt are creating this. Do you understand?
I understand what you say by fear and doubt, but I'm...
But the ignorance is the other portion of it. The ignorance is saying, I don't know that it's the doubt and the fear, which is preventing, eliminating the fear and doubt. Do you understand?
Guys, no, I'm sorry.
Write down fear, doubt, and ignorance, dear one.
Okay, I have that written down.
Fear being an absence of love. Loving you, being the best actor you can be.
Fear of loving
doubt.
Me.
Doubting that I can memorize those lines, and through the doubting, it prevents doubt prevents manifestation. Doubt prevents creation.
Okay.
By knowing that the doubt and the fear are creating the issue, you remove the ignorance. If you don't remove the ignorance, it moves into stupidity.
So knowing that I can removes it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not believing it, knowing it. Do you understand?
Knowing it, not knowing it, but believing it.
knowing it, not believing it. Through the loving relationship with self, dear one.
Loving relationship.
Knowing you can be the best actor possible. Knowing that that is your talent and gift and your reason to be here. Eliminating the doubt that I can memorize these lines because this is who I am. This is why I'm here, to be this actor. And the truth of this, the knowing of this, will eliminate any ignorance of not knowing it. Do you understand it now?
Better.
Better.
I thought knowing and I forgot.
You thought knowing and believing was the same thing.
Yes.
Not. A belief can shift and change.
Okay.
A knowing truth cannot. Do you
understand? Knowing cannot.
Knowing is based upon truth.
Okay.
A belief can shift and change. Give me, give us, give yourself, give the me within yourself an example of a belief within your own life that has recently shifted and changed.
Something that has shifted and changed in my life?
A belief that you once had that has shifted and changed in your life. What would be an example of that?
Nothing. It's hard for something to come to mind right now.
What about the Catholics that believe they couldn't eat fish on Friday?
Okay, yes.
Does that help?
Yes. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're going to burn in hell forever.
Yes.
For eating that steak.
Oh, yes.
Do you understand?
That I can identify with.
There you go. We thought you could.
I appreciate that.
That was a wonderful teaching for all of us because we all struggle with that.
Yes. And don't judge it. Don't shame it. Just be with it and say, I'm right where I need to be with this right now. That's okay. And by accepting it with compassion, you can forgive it. Acceptance plus compassion equals forgiveness. Are you all with us, dear ones? Can you accept with compassion where you are right now and forgive it? And that through the forgiveness, you can move through it onto another choice through your free will and choice. Are you complete, dear one?
Yes, I am. Thank you. That was good.
Any other questions? So as we take our leave in this year, 2018, this year of creating the new you, and this endeavor called Divine Discussions with the Angel News Network and many like it, we ask you to simply know in your knowing heart that all that you will receive this year is simply to awaken you to the magnificence of you. And let's have fun with it. Let's have some joy with it. Let's have some laughter within it. And know it is your destiny. It is your destination to know that you are a divine being having this human experience, that you will eventually transcend, ascend, transmute into the higher realm. For dear one, there's simply nowhere else to go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to thank everyone for sticking with us online. We're using a wireless connection, and sometimes we may get disconnected, so do hang in there. I don't know what happened, but it must have been a solar boost or something, but we were definitely offline for a minute or two. So thank you for hanging in there. Please remember that tonight is offered on a love offering, balance giving and receiving, by making a donation at theangelnewsnetwork.com, and we are asking for a $15 donation. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.